Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. Yesterday, there were searches in Berlin and Brandenburg on suspicion of preparation of a serious act of violence endangering the state. Per RBB24, according to the Berlin Attorney General's office on Twitter, the raids were directed against, quote, accused persons of Chechen origin from the Islamist milieu. The searches took place at 9 locations in Berlin, Brandenburg, North Rhine-Westphalia, and Thuringia. In a joint press release issued by the Attorney General's office and the Berlin police, 180 officers were involved. According to the statement, the suspects, aged between 23 and 28, are accused of spying out locations for a possible later Islamic-motivated attack. During a police check, a suspect had been found to have corresponding photos on his cell phone. There was no, quote, concrete danger of attack, however, according to investigators. According to police, searches were carried out at 6 locations in Berlin. The DPA reported an operation on the ground floor of a 6-story building in Marzahn-Hellersdorf, and police reported that there had been searches at a place in Ludwigsfelde in Brandenburg, as well as in Hagen in North Rhine-Westphalia and Arnstadt in Thuringia. Kirsten Philipp, deputy state leader of the Berlin Police Union, remarked, quote, "Today's deployment shows that Berlin remains the focus of international terrorism. It is right to take action at the slightest suspicion and to nip any danger in the bud as early as possible." The number of lawsuits against the Grundsicherung für Arbeitslose, or Basic Provision for the Unemployed, has decreased significantly in Berlin. Per the Berlin-Brandenburg Regional Directorate of the Employment Agency, 18,913 were filed in 2013. Last year, the number was only 9,253. The situation is similar with the number of appeals. It fell from 92,494 to 62,339 over the same period. The directorate attributes the decline to improved processes in job centers. Those affected have been more actively involved, and notifications are more transparent and easier to understand. A project with the Senate to simplify legislation has also led to fewer complaints and contradictions. The fact that there are significantly fewer Hartz IV recipients today than there were years ago may also play a role. Between 2010 and the summer of 2019, the number fell by a quarter to 347,400. The introduction of the electronic filing and digital data management in all Berlin authorities is the central milestone in the digitization of the administration. The project must be implemented by January 1st of 2023, as stated in the e-government law, which was passed in 2016 under the Senate led by the SPD and the CDU. Now, this timetable is seriously flawed. The reason for this is the examination by the Public Procurement Chamber of the contract awarded by the State of Berlin for the introduction of the electronic filing process. Berlin's IT State Secretary Sabine Smentek of the SPD informed members of the Committee for Communication and Technology and Data Protection about this on Monday in the House of Representatives. The question was raised by FDP digital expert Bernd Schlomer, who already made sure in the summer that the termination of the contract between the Senate Chancellery and Berlin Online, responsible for the operation of the city portal berlin.de, became public. According to Smentek, the contract was awarded in November. In the meantime, one of the unsuccessful applicants applied for a review of the award decision. Due to the holidays, the result of the examination is not yet available, and as of Monday, Smentek was not able to say when it will be, and added that she had pointed out the risk of a possible lawsuit at the beginning of the tender. One thing is clear: if the lawsuit occurs, the schedule cannot be kept. In view of the problems with the digitization of the administration, the already ambitious procedures will be suspended for the time being. Specialist politicians from various political groups, on the other hand, had expressed considerable doubts about the implementation of the e-filing in conformity with the law before the examination by the Public Procurement Tribunal became known. They believe that the fragmented IT infrastructure within the Berlin administration is to blame for the slow progress. instead of uniting the digital infrastructure under the umbrella of the IT Service Center as prescribed by the e-government law, many authorities at district and state level continue to act on their own initiative, even with the well-known consequences for workflows and IT security. Proof of the problems associated with this are the missed deadlines for the conversion of the authorities' computers to the Windows 10 operating system, as well as successful virus attacks such as the one on the Court of Appeal. There, more than 500 judges and employees have been working in emergency mode since the end of September because the court had to be disconnected from the state network. With persistently mild temperatures, Berlin's boxwood trees are likely to experience a hard spring. According to Dirk Ehlert of the Senate Department for the Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection, without prolonged frost, the larva of the Psyllium perspectalis, or box tree moth, can survive on plants. At least negative 10 degrees and long frost without snow are necessary for the pest to freeze to death. Ehlert continued, quote, "If the winter remains mild, I see another year of considerable danger for the boxwoods." The herbivorous caterpillar, which was first discovered in Berlin in 2014, is now found in almost every district, in private gardens as well as in public parks. For the Stiftung Preußischer Schlösser and Garten, or the Prussian Palaces and Garden Foundation, the caterpillar continues to pose a, quote, "major problem." According to the foundation, 70 to 80% of female boxwood trees died in Brandenburg's historic parks. In Berlin, boxwoods in the Schlossgarten Schönhausen have been infested since 2018. Ehlert explained that last winter was already not cold enough. It also depends on the humidity, and dryness makes the larva more affected. On the other hand, if there's a warming layer of topsoil on the ground, minus 10 degrees is not cold enough to kill off the invaders. In addition, the milder winters favor the spread of the pest introduced from Asia. In exceptionally hot summers, boxwoods also grow longer shoots that the caterpillars can invade more easily. In general, the globalized trade and travel routes have repeatedly brought new pests to Germany. Ehlert remarked that every year about 8 new species are discovered in Berlin. There are, however, protective measures for boxwoods. The Environmental Administration homepage advises affected garden owners to regularly check their trees to detect any infestation early on, and to remove the wintering young caterpillars early, and to prune trees by the end of May at the latest. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.